This is the beginning. This is the beginning of the
Age of Aquarius.
Age of KPFT LSB Governance Committee meeting of June 29, 2023, 7:12. And I would like to ask the secretary to please call the roll.
Okay. Teresa Allen.
Can't hear you, Teresa.
Somebody muted me. I'm present.
Alan. Not here. David Britton.
Here.
Lillian Kerr. Adriana Kasanev. Bill Crozier.
I'm here.
Okay. Joseph Davis.
Present.
Robert Gartner. I saw Robert.
Yeah, I'm here. Thank you.
Okay. Wally James. Bob Locander.
Here.
Marianne Martinez.
Present.
P.K. McCary. John Kelly McPherson.
I am, in fact.
Susie Moreno. Nancy Sabarro-Naratomi. Frank Pratka.
Present.
Jane Scheidler.
Jane! Vaughn. I'm grappling with technology here. Hi.
You're present. You're present, huh? Sister Mama Sonia. Bill Stone. I thought I saw Bill, but no.
I thought Richard, I saw Bill too.
So Richard Uzzell?
Yes.
Sandy Weinman?
Present.
Ted Weisgall?
Here.
Egberto Willis? Susan Young. And then we have a couple of people who were not in the original meeting. I don't know if you are people who wish to establish your participation for future membership or if you just want to be in. E.
Okay, we have silence.
I assume he's listening in.
Okay, Madam Secretary. Huh?
And Bill I would like to establish membership when possible.
Okay, tell me your name.
This is Vinisha Patel Adams.
Okay. So this is your first of three meetings.
Okay.
Okay. 9-1 first. And, okay. Mr. Chair, back to you.
Point of information.
Yeah, who is that, Teresa? Yeah.
Yes. How many members do we have officially on this committee right now, and what is quorum?
13 is quorum. 24.
And 13 is quorum.
Okay, guys, let's not all talk at the same time. One at a time. Okay, we have a quorum, and we're moving along. The first thing that I want to do is, as Sister Mama Sonia said at the LSB meeting that she had meant to be on the meeting but wasn't able or something. I would like to move that we add her to the committee. Is there any objection to that?
She actually was on the committee. I listed her name. Has she asked for an excused absence for tonight?
You got to let me know about these things. Okay, so there's no, she wasn't on the committee. I put her name on there. Who is that, with their phone? Turn your phone down, please. But is there any objection to adding her to the committee list? Adding her to the committee list makes it 24.
Okay, so I already had her in the committee list, so.
Okay, is there any objections to her having an excused absence tonight? Okay, no exception to that, so give her an excused absence. And we're gonna move to the We're going to move to the agenda approval. Everybody was sent the agenda at least twice. The last time was, when was the last time? Saturday, just last Saturday at 5 a.m. Is there any objection to the, I tell you what, I want to add something to the agenda. At 5A, I would like to add, and I just left this off, it was on the first meeting, a report from our national governance people who may or may not be here. Is there any objection to adding that at 5A? Okay, I think that's
all. Could you please repeat that? What is going to be 5A?
5A is getting some sort of report from our national governance representative.
Okay.
Okay. I am serving as the chair pro tem right now, and Susan is serving as the secretary pro tem. We're going to, one of the things we're going to do tonight is nominate people for the permanent chair and secretary. Would y'all like to do an, would y'all like to have another election right now and do a secretary and chair pro tem again? Or would you be willing for Susan and I just to continue and finish this up? Hello? Hello?
The no ladder, objection, please.
No objection.
Okay, we'll continue as.
And continue, as continue. I'm bringing my in there.
Okay, good deal. Thank you. I put that at number four on the agenda, but I moved it up because I realized that probably needed to be first. Okay, so we've got the agenda. If y'all looked at the agenda, is everybody okay with that? Is there anything else you want to add? Or take
for
away?
The stack.
Bill, what you got?
Yeah, well, actually, I have my hand up early from earlier, but I'd like to ask for an excused absence for Richard. I mean, excuse me, for Wally James, because he had a show this evening, and I don't know if he'll make it in time.
That's right. He did. I did. Okay. How about that? Wally James, we're giving him an excused absence.
Okay. No objection.
Okay. Thank you, Bill. Is that Bob?
Yeah, I don't know. Just your thoughts or feedback on PK. She's on a long trip out of the country, so
right.
Even if she thought about calling in, she probably can't.
Oh, you mean give her an excused absence? I'd be down with that.
Yeah.
I'd be down with that. Anybody have an objection to giving PK an excused absence?
No objection.
So be it. That's an excused absence for PK. Okay, is that it for the agenda? Okay, we'll figure the agenda to approve. We're going to move on. Susan, would you like to
Mr. Chair?
Yes,
ma'am. Mr. Chair, my apologies as Secretary. May I ask a clarification? Are you and I continuing as pro tems?
Right.
Or for this meeting, right?
For this meeting, and we'll have a nomination later on.
Perfect. Got it.
I mean, later on in the meeting.
Right.
Would you like to present your minute? Everybody got copies, at least two copies of these minutes, maybe three.
So I move approval of the minutes.
Okay.
Second.
Yeah, I object.
We don't need to, you don't need any second for the, sure. Anything in the committee.
Joseph, who objects?
Joseph Davis, I object.
Okay, Joseph, what, you want to tell us what your objection is?
Yes, sir. In the first section here, where it says excused absences, and it says there was an extensive discussion. This is actually a point of order, and according to 48.4.10 of Robert's Rules of Order, we have to list the exact rule that was in question. There's no citation in here whatsoever at all about what rule was even being discussed. So anyone who reads this has no idea what we're even talking about. So I would like to have the, as important, and so for, and all points of orders are required to be inserted, and they should say what each of them should cite the rule, cite the chair's ruling, and if there's a debate and the chair's ruling is questioned, then the outcome of that. So that's important to me.
Let me ask you a question, Joseph.
Sure. Yes.
you're saying that a point of order was left out of the minute?
Yes, this little paragraph here called excused absence, there was this kind of roundabout discussion, but it doesn't actually mention that this is a point of order. And that's
what
it is.
The whole thing?
Minutes have to specifically cite
that it is a point of order.
But it has to cite that. It doesn't say point of order in here anywhere. There's not one word of point of order in here, Richard.
We all know that. That's why I'm asking you.
These minutes are for other people besides us to read them.
We know that, Joseph. What I'm trying to get you to tell me is where you want a point of order and what the point of order will say so we can write it down.
But, you know, you can get that from the recordings. What I'm saying is all points of order have to be listed.
Listen,
I'm speaking, Richard, please. You asked me a question. I'm going to answer you.
I was speaking.
You have to say specifically that this is a point of order that was raised. You have to say the specific citation or rule that was in question, which I believe was from the 2019 special rules. You can go look that up because even Bill posted it to the chat box. So we know exactly what rule was talked about. I believe that your ruling was objected to, and there was a vote. So that, at a minimum, for every point of order, has to appear. Secondly, I notice here it says elections of Secretary Pro Tem and Chair Pro Tem. There's a general discussion here, but anytime a motion is mentioned in a meeting, again, per Robert's Rules, Section 48, whoever does, it'd be a good idea just to go check back. The exact text of the motion should be cited, because if someone paraphrases, it can change.
It always is, Joseph.
There is no exact text in here.
Let's not make a sermon out of this, Joseph. You get to talk for about a minute and tell us stuff. You don't get to talk.
I need the exact text of the motions and whether they were approved or not. That's the important thing there.
Mr. Chair.
The last thing is when you had the agenda in here, instead of listing the agenda, there was just a verbal description of it. And specifically, when you posted the agenda, there was an 8:30 time certain adjournment. That was completely omitted. So this is an inaccurate description of the adjournment. This is all very simple stuff, and all we need is to have these things accurately put in the minutes. Thank you very much. That's my objection.
Mr. Chair, just a second.
We're trying to get this straightened out. Could I ask you to do something, Joseph? Would you work with the secretary and bring all this light to her so that she can put it in the wherever? Would you work with the secretary?
Mr. Chair,
yeah, she can contact me and I'll refer to it. Yeah, sure.
Hands up.
I can't see hands up.
It's Matt.
Chair.
Mr. Chair, I move.
Who is that? Mac?
Okay. I move the minutes subject to correction. Under the bylaws, the minutes can be corrected, amended at any time.
Right.
I move acceptance of the minutes subject to correction. And maybe we can move on.
Okay.
A second.
Joseph, you're going to work with Susan and get whatever it is that you don't understand or don't appreciate.
Mr. Chair, may I speak to Susan for a second here?
Yes.
Susan, just contact me directly and I'll work with you. Thank you. That's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Got it. And by the way, I'm nominating you for secretary and I'm declining. Okay. So that was a motion by Mac. Didn't need a
chair.
Nancy is here now.
There are some people waiting trying to get the right number. There's confusion. So I'm going to leave right now and try to get them to come to this number. There were two different numbers, sets of numbers. So some people.
Hey, Nancy, could I ask you a question? Oh, she's gone.
No, she's still there.
Nancy, could I ask you a question? Nancy, this is about your phone number that you're talking about.
I think she's frozen. Okay.
Okay, those of you who think there are two different numbers, and there may be, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not doing a number. I'm doing Zoom. Those of you that think there's one number that works and one doesn't, would you tell us what those two, not right now, but put it down and send it to us, which number worked and which number didn't work, and we'll try to figure out if there's a problem there.
Mr. Chair.
Who's that?
This is Mac.
You got a motion, you're right.
Exactly. I didn't hear any objection, but I didn't hear. Any...
Well, no, we got off into other things. I'm trying to get back right now. Is there an objection to, McPherson's motion?
Yes. I just want to be officially logged as voting no. Thank you.
Okay. Let's have an election. Let's have a
point of order.
Mr. Chair, I believe it's possible to list that say no objection, one objection. I don't know that we need to take a roll unless there's more than one objection.
Point of order.
Point of order. Okay. Susan, you writing those down? Points of order?
Apparently so.
Okay. What is your point of order, Ted?
Minutes do not get approved. The chair only asks for additions or corrections. And in committee, motions don't need a second.
Okay. That's two items, and neither one of them are points of order, Ted. And I'm going to rule against that because it's just a dilatory waste of time, which is usually the case. What we need to do is move on.
Request for information.
What is that?
Where is it appropriate for me to make the statement I just made, if not a point of order?
I don't know, Ted. I don't, it doesn't matter to me. What you're saying is not, it's not superfluous.
Point of order.
Yeah, what?
I think that Mr. Weisgull is in error. I think there's a motion by Mr. McPherson to accept the minutes as with corrections that will be made later. That's the motion on the floor. So can we vote? I mean, and there was one objection to it. So we need to vote on that.
Right.
That's the motion on the floor.
Ted, I ruled against your point of order, and you can ask for it to be, looked at by the committee. But if not, we're going to move on.
So if there's a point of order that needs to be listed in the minutes, Ted, put it in an email and send it to me. I'm not going to go back to the Zoom and try to understand what you were saying.
Mr. Chair, Joseph,
roll call
may I speak?
On
just a minute.
Minutes. Teresa.
Yes.
Alan, not there. David Britton.
Oh, what are you doing? You're now tell everybody you're doing the vote on approving the minutes, right?
Right.
Approve.
Okay. Lillian's not here. Adriana's not here. Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Joseph David.
No, thank you.
Robert Gartner.
I vote no.
Paula James not here. Bob Locander.
Yes, approve.
Marianne Martinez.
Yes.
Okay, excused. Sean.
Yes.
Susie Moreno not here. Nancy Saibara-Nero, tell me, is she back? I don't see her. Frank Pratka.
Yes.
Jane Scheidler.
Yes.
Bill Stone not here. Richard.
Yes.
Sandy.
Abstain.
Ted. Okay. Berto not here. Susan. Yes. That's it. Okay. That is, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeses, two noes, and an abstention. The motion passes.
Okay, so the minutes have been approved, and the secretary and chair pro tem thing we've already done. Okay, in the last meeting we had a conversation. We talked for 5 or 10 minutes on what frequency should our meetings be, and. Somebody said 90.1, but I don't think that's true. But the, we never did make a decision. And if somebody would like to make a motion on that, whether, you know, we do it once a month or once every other month or once every year or what, would somebody like to make a motion on the frequency of our meetings?
I move quarterly.
Quarterly. Okay. You move quarterly. Anybody else have some other?
This is Joseph Davis.
Yeah. You got one, Joseph?
Yeah. I move to amend her motion by replacing quarterly with monthly.
Okay, 1 month. Okay. Why don't we do this? Why don't we, if we'll get however many choices we have, and then just ask us to pick the one we like. Everybody comfortable with that?
Sure.
Okay. We got monthly and we got quarterly. Are those choices, or is there something else? Monthly and quarterly. Okay.
Mr. Chair, shall I take a roll call with people saying which they prefer?
By all means, do. Thank you.
Okay, so the choices are quarterly and monthly. So each of us say quarterly or monthly. Starting with Teresa.
Quarterly.
David.
Quarterly, please.
Great. Bill Crozier.
Quarterly.
Joseph Davis.
Monthly.
Robert Gartner.
Monthly.
Okay. James. Bob Locander.
Quarterly.
Marianne Martinez.
Quarterly.
Sean.
Quarterly.
Nancy, is she back yet? Frank Pratka.
Quarterly.
Jane Scheidler.
Quarterly.
Richard.
Quarterly.
Sandy.
Abstain.
Present, not voting. It's not an abstention. It's present.
Thank you. Present, but not
okay,
voting.
I'll get that. Okay, Ted. Ted? Okay, not there. Egberto, Susan Young, quarterly. Okay, so it is 9 quarterly, 2 monthly, and 1 present not voting.
Okay, so that motion passed, or the choice is quarterly. So we'll figure out what that means. Okay, for the elections, I wrote we have the thing that I asked y'all to add, the report from a national government. Did we have anybody, Bob? I think you're on the national committee.
Well, we attempted to meet last night, and we sat around for about a half hour. We were one shy of a quorum, but we did accomplish a few things, I think. The election was certified that Beth Ann Gunton will be the chair. And there were also some volunteers from the two California stations who are lawyers who are going to go
Nancy
through it.
Nancy is present.
Okay, let him have his
report. Yeah, the numbers are just so mixed up.
Nancy, you do not have the floor now, Nancy.
You're out of order.
I just wanted to tell you I'm here, but there's a lot of people that are still trying to get through.
Okay, we're having a meeting, Nancy. You're out of order. I'm putting down that you're here, and we'll move along.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Who's that?
This is Teresa Allen. Actually, I think what Nancy has is a point of personal privilege.
I think so, too.
I'm thinking if there are people that need to get on, could we just read the Zoom ID and code that Nancy can call these people? I don't know where they got this misinformation, but if we read the correct information, if they're streaming, they can hear it and they can be admitted to the meeting.
Mr. Chair,
Nancy, Just a second, Mac. Nancy, are you still on the call? Nancy?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes, I'm on the call. You're telling us.
Okay, that's wonderful. Now, let me finish my question to you, Nancy. You're saying that there are two numbers and one of them's right, one of them's wrong. Would you write those two down and write wrong beside one of them and right beside the other one and send them to the secretary, please, Susan Young, so that we can figure out what happened and we don't do it again? Could you do that?
Well, I'm just following your email where you sent directions.
Listen to me, Nancy. I'm asking you to give us the correct number and tell us also the incorrect number and point out which is correct and which is incorrect so that we don't make that mistake again. Would you please send that information to Susan?
Mr. Chair,
Mac has his hand up.
I know, but I'm trying to finish something here with Nancy. Okay, Nancy, I'm going to assume that you're going to do the right thing and send those, which one of those was correct and which one was wrong. Okay, Mac, you have your hand up, I think. What's up?
Respectfully, I would only suggest that there is no confusion. There's only one number. And if Ms. Saibara Naratomi was able to get on with a correct number, she could tell those people who are contacting her saying they can't get on. She could give them the damn number.
That's right. And
I have a point of personal privilege. I've been speaking up many times. This is Patel Adams. You failed to recognize me. Please recognize me.
If it's just your hand sticking up, I can't see hands. So you're going to have to.
No, it's me talking. I have a point of personal privilege.
Okay, what is it?
Ms. Susan Young, you're the secretary, correct?
Yes.
Okay, I don't know if you were here at the very beginning of the meeting. When I got on, I made it a point to let y'all know there are two different numbers on KPFTX posted for this meeting. There's two completely different meeting IDs. And so I actually think that the things that we have voted on in this meeting, maybe y'all should wait till the next meeting. I am not the only one who couldn't get on. Nancy, I'm guessing, is also not the only one who couldn't get on. Like I said, Nancy, first of all, it's not anyone's job but the secretary's to fix this. It is not Nancy's job. Second, you can easily go to kpftx.org and look at the numbers. There's clearly two different meeting IDs that are posted.
Point of order, will you please call, Mr. Chair, will you please call the participant who is not a member of the committee out of order?
Ms. Adams, I'm going to call you out of order.
Or what?
But it wasn't because of what Susan said. It's because of what I was just fixing to say myself. This, we've been down this road several times. It's not accomplishing anything. If you have some actual information to send to the
secretary. I have actual information. You're not listening. For some reason, you have something in your ear or something that you can't take my information.
Adams,
I said this at the beginning of the meeting, too. The actual information is
screaming. Hey, Ms. Secretary,
because you're not listening to me. Go to KPFTX.
I'm not listening to you. You're screaming.
Stop interrupting me. Go to www.kpftx.org.
You noticed in the minutes that Ms. Adams is out of order. Ms. Secretary, will you notice that Ms. Adams is out of order?
I'm not interested in you.
I will notice that the person who is not a member of this committee.
And she's out of order. I don't
order and is yelling.
Not a point of order. Okay. You're a really bad looking meeting.
That's her first warning.
Mr. Chair, may I be recognized?
This is a point of personal privilege.
Ms. Adams, you're fixing to get warned a second time. Ms. Adams, you're fixing to get warned a second time.
Mr. Chair, may I be recognized?
Are you going?
No.
Are you going to listen to me?
Ms. Adams, you're fixing to be warned a second time.
What is the problem with the meeting?
You
are fixing to be out of order. Mr. Chair, would you recognize Teresa's point of order?
I am giving you the solution.
Everybody else, be quiet.
I'm out of order for telling you what you did wrong.
Okay, Ms. Adams, you are being recognized as being out of order for the second time. Please.
Mr. Chair, may I be recognized?
Recognize me all you want. This is a farce. You don't even have the correct meeting IDs on KPFTX. Okay. I am telling you this.
Okay. Ms. Adams, you've been
Mr.
recognized.
Chair.
Ms. Adams, you've been recognized for the third time.
Mr. Chair, point of order.
You are such a power. This is insane. Okay. I am out of order for the fourth time. Listen,
Mr. Chair,
Who is asking? Nobody can get into the meeting.
Teresa is asking you to recognize her.
Who is?
Teresa.
Okay, Teresa, what do you got?
Okay, Mr. Chair, I am looking at the notice that I received from KPFTX, and it does list two different meeting IDs, the same passcode. I tried to get in on one. It didn't seem to work, and I said, oops, I made a mistake, and then I put it in again with the different number. So whoever scheduled this meeting on KPFTX?
KPFTX, I did.
Okay. Then you're the only one that can go in and correct that unless Otis McClay does that.
Well, one thing that would help is if somebody would tell us what's right and what's wrong so that we can make a correction, but nobody's coming forward
to do that. Well, if you would listen to them and not dismiss them just because they're a brown woman, then you would get some information, Mr. Ezell.
This has nothing to do with
my goodness.
Well, you listened to Teresa and she said the same exact thing I said.
But we can't see you, so we don't know what color you are.
Nancy said the same thing, and then she was quiet. Okay. She didn't start yelling at everybody.
Mr. Chair.
So what's your point? You ignored two women of color, but you listened to two thousand.
My point
That's
is,
your point.
My
Mr. Chair, move that we adjourn.
Totally out of
I
order,
move that we adjourn.
You
Mr. Chair, I move that we adjourn.
Second.
No, until 3 months from now.
Right.
Okay.
Absolutely. Right. That you do, it's not debatable. You take a vote.
It's not, take a vote.
Okay, great. Teresa. This is to adjourn.
Okay, I say yes.
Alan. David.
Yes.
Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Yes.
Joseph Davis.
No.
Robert Gartner. Robert. Bob Locander.
Yes, adjourn.
Mary Ann.
Yes.
Sean.
Because people will not let us meet, yes.
Nancy. Frank Pratka.
Yes.
Jane Scheidler.
Nancy votes no.
Okay, got it.
Nancy
Jane.
Votes no. Did you get my no?
Yes, I did.
Thank you.
My vote is yes, and oh my goodness.
Richard.
Yes.
Sandy.
Yes.
Let's see. Susan Young, yes. Okay, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Did you get Weisthal, Madam Chair?
Sorry, Weisthal?
Point of order, this is a debatable motion since it was...
No, it's not, you idiot!
Hey.
So, Ted, are you yes or no?
I'm sorry, I apologize, Ted.
Ted, are you yes or no? Ted's not voting. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 yeses, 2 noes, and 1 not voting. Okay,
we're adjourned. Thank you, Madam Secretary.
See you in 3 months.
You got it. Bye-bye.
We are adjourning, and I'd like to thank y'all for such a cooperative meeting.